We're back with John from Bayshore Bait and Resort in Kipling. In fact, I never really talked to you much about your resort. Maybe we should spend some time just real quick kind of telling folks, you know, what you have to offer there for lodging.
Okay, yeah, we do have 7 cabins here that accommodate from 2 people up to groups of 8 people. And they vary in price. They can contact us direct here and I can give them the prices, but they come fully furnished. They all have kitchens, cable TV, Wi-Fi, all the pots and pans, everything with them. Yet nice, cozy cabins.
All right. And the nice thing is they're right on the bay there, and you can just take your snowmobile or four-wheeler straight from your cabin there at the resort. I want to talk to you now about the Upper Bay, though. Are there folks pretty much driving everywhere around the Upper Bay now?
Yes, they started on Sunday taking pickup trucks out. Now, today, there is quite a caravan going out there. There's still guys taking their quads and side-by-sides out, be on the safe side, but there's upwards of 14 inches up here.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the fishing first of all. I've been hearing some pretty good perch catches, but an occasional dandy walleye coming out of that Upper Bay, too, with a lot of eater size in the slot.
Yes, there's been quite a few dandy walleye coming out. My friend here, he caught a 12.5-pounder yesterday on the Upper Bay, and there's been a lot of dandy perch over 15 inches being caught, too.
Do you think this is one of the better years for perch, or have you seen a trend toward better perch fishing in the last few years?
Yes, I have. Since the water level is coming up, I've noticed the perch getting back to how it used to be.
So we're talking lots of perch over 10 inches then, 12, 13, 14?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's great news. All right, well, how are they catching the perch?
The perch are either still fishing, you know, with just a bobber and a set line, or they're jigging them with little jigs.
Now, are they using mostly wigglers? Is it all wigglers?
You get guys who are diehard just using minnows, but I've noticed a pattern the last week and a half where one day they'll hit nothing but minnows and the next day nothing but wigglers. So I always suggest bring a little of each out just in case they switch up on you.
What about those walleye? Are they finding walleye in specific areas around the Upper Bay, and what are they using?
I'll tell you what, as far as walleye, the guys are spread out all over from the mudflat and on the reefs. There's really no specific concentration yet of walleye in one area. So they're spread out, and the best has been moonshine shiver minnows in the size 2. Pink goby has been really good, and so is the regular goby. And then tip-ups with walleye suckers have been producing a lot of nice fish and good eaters, too.
Excellent. All right. Good stuff there. As promised, I just wanted to ask you what tournaments that you know of are coming up here in the near future in February.
The one I know for sure, I believe it is February 6th. They'll have more posted. And once I get updates from Carol and Glenn at Chenier's Reef, I will post it on our Facebook page. But I believe that one is February 6th.
Excellent. I appreciate it. And we'll, you know, touch base with you obviously next week again. And don't hesitate to reach out to me and let me know if something really cool comes up, anything big or something crazy like a giant sturgeon or something.
Okay, that sounds good.
John, I appreciate your time from Bayshore Bait in Kipling, giving us the Little Bay to Knock Ice Fishing Report again on the Outdoor Show.